All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, betonline.ag, and our good friends over at rabbitcomics.com. Be sure to hit them up for all your incredible comic book needs. They have an amazing app, an amazing online store. Again, the website is rabbitcomics.com. All right, excellent. Well, Jenny Johnson from the Cageless Podcast, which you could find on the Believe Podcast Network, along with, of course, us here at Zero Dark Nerdy. Jenny in the building today. Jenny, how are you doing this, I guess this morning, because you're out west, right?
Yeah. Hello. No, I'm actually in Texas today.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it is the afternoon. I do always have to calculate, like, different time zones, and I am so scattered because I'm never in the same place. So it's like, but yeah, in Texas today.
Nice. Nice. And, you know, from listening to a few of your episodes, I believe you just got back from Paris not too long ago.
Yes, I've been living in France, and it's been amazing. And we'll, you know, be heading back over there for the remainder of the year in January. And yeah, learning a little French. Live, laugh, loving. C'est la vie.
Love it. Love it. So, you know, for our listeners out there that may not have been introduced to Cageless yet, why don't you just tell us a little bit about the podcast, like your inspiration behind starting it and, you know, just the overall feel of it.
Absolutely. So my name is Jenny, and I started the Cageless podcast from kind of the conception of what I guess I wanted out of a podcast. You know, that's what they say is like, write your favorite book that isn't out yet. And right. I thought, I love podcasts. Like most people in the pandemic, I absolutely like dove in on my hot girl walks and like being by yourself and like being so isolated and having podcasts in your ears is like, it is cliched as it is. It was like this like form of solidarity and like camaraderie for me. So like I got attached to all these podcasts and these people and these ideas. And I was like, I think I have an idea for a podcast. Uh-huh. Why don't I make it myself? And so Cageless is about experiential wisdom and personal hope. I interview thought leaders, experts, people that I want to ask their personal opinions on how they found freedom from things that once caged them in. So a lot of like positive psychology, a lot of spirituality, a lot of things that I think people grapple with and aren't always comfortable speaking about. But whenever we can heal loudly together, I've found that we all just kind of feel less alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I can definitely agree to that. And the vibe that I got from listening to your episodes, and I got to say, like, you're made for this. Like, you are just such a natural, like, it's very easy to listen to your podcast, which I really like about it. You know, it's just very truthful and very genuine. And for people like myself and a few others here on Zero Dark Nerdy, and of course, you know, millions across the world that suffer from mental health and anxiety and depression, you know, it's great to get that perspective from other people that don't happen to be your, you know, psychologist per se. And, you know, I feel like a lot of your episodes really kind of are geared towards that personal growth. And hey, you're not alone out there. Like, you can do fantastic things on your own. And one episode that I mentioned to this on our email chats that really hit home with me was the, you know, eat alone episode, because I've always been a fan of dining out by myself to just kind of adjust, reset, enjoy some really good food, put the phone down, and, you know, figure out what's going on with me. And you know, this one, you didn't have a guest on, you were just talking, and it was just such a smooth episode like the rest of them. So, you know, I just got to applaud you for what you've been doing, and please, please keep it up. Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether that's the NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BELIEVE, spelled BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Oh, thank you. That's so funny that you say that because there's so much shame around eating alone.
Right.
And I have found, like, as someone who has also suffered from mental illness and, and I have overcame an eating disorder, learning to eat alone and like learning to love the company of yourself and like the nourishment that you're putting in your body. It's like, why as a society have we made this a shameful thing? Like it's cool to go out and like treat yourself and like be present with yourself. So that's awesome. Please keep doing that.
Agreed. That was just such a breath of fresh air because a lot of, you know, my friends would think that it was weird. And even, you know, in my, corporate 9-to-5 life, if I'm not taking, you know, clients out to lunch, I have no problem eating lunch by myself. You know, that's really my time to be like, okay, here's what I'm going to focus on the rest of the day, maybe even the rest of the week. And it is something as a society that shouldn't be frowned upon. It's like, there's nothing wrong for, just like you said, treating yourself, go out to eat, just, you know, chill and not have to have or even force conversations in this day and age when sometimes you just need a mental timeout. And to me, eating by myself is my mental timeout.
Exactly. And you know what? It didn't start out. I wasn't varsity level eating alone table for one because I started out going to the movies by myself because it's like, oh, I don't, it'll be in a dark room and like, I can just enjoy a movie here. But it's like, you know, spending time with yourself is in like spending time with your own company and your own thoughts whenever you are overcoming mental illness or whenever you are, you know, trying to become more comfortable with yourself. Spending time alone in public is hard and something to be applauded, you know?
Yeah, agreed. So, you know, I believe you just started the podcast, was it this year, correct? So
yeah, I guess like 6-8 months ago.
Okay. Yeah. So 27 episodes in already, you know, what are just a few, if you're going to give our listeners, you know, some like, hey, if you don't listen to the podcast at all, I want you to check out like these specific episodes with these guests or without guests, you know, what are some of your like top three, I guess you could say just podcast episodes that you have this year that you're just like, yeah, I knocked it out of the park with that
one. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't know about knocking out of the park, but I've been super excited about a lot of the guests that I've had on. I think the very first episode, I still can't believe one of my favorite like self-help authors agreed to come on and I got to speak with her. Her name is Natalie Liu and she is the host of the Baggage Reclaim podcast. She talks a lot about the power of saying no and like the power of boundaries in relationships.
Yeah.
Such a meaty, good episode if you have ever struggled with any of those things in your relationships. I love I wrote an article about traveling and being alone because since the podcast started, I've been traveling for the most part. So I haven't had a podcast studio. I haven't lived in one spot. It's been a traveling podcast. Sure. And the episode titled Traveling and Being Alone was based on an essay that I wrote. And so, you know, also talking about dining alone, being alone. I have been alone a lot of the time or with people that are new to my season of life. And so the reflections on that and kind of like learning how to be comfortable with yourself and be friends with yourself when you don't have a community of friends as like a comfort blanket in different parts of the world. I am going to go with, I recently just put out an episode with one of my close friends that I had an internship with. We interned with Ryan Seacrest at his studio in Dallas, but it was with his foundation. And so we assisted like all of these kids that were like overcoming terminal illness at Children's Hospital. And we just got to like entertain them. But she ended up going on to start working in reality TV. I work more in like the internet space now, but her form of entertainment was she just got off of Love Island. And so her name is Deb Chubb. And we got to kind of talk about how far we've come and like all the things that we've learned. And we also talked about our faith, which was really cool because you don't really expect people to want to talk about their faith if they're in Hollywood or entertainment. And her and I both really have the common ground of being Christians in particular. Yeah. And that's just not something that we really get to talk about in conjunction with the entertainment industry. So love that episode too. She's also so funny. So that's the latest episode if anyone wanted to check it out.
Okay. Excellent. And then, you know, as far as your upcoming slate of episodes, can you give us any sneak peeks as far as what's coming up next?
Yes, I was working on the next episode today, which it's going to be a hard one to put out because I don't know if you feel this way, but whenever you put out an episode that you're like, I am not really sure how people are going to take this, but I'm going to say what I have to say. I have been a certified Swiftie, Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah.
Very involved in that.
Yeah.
Culture.
Yeah.
Since I can remember.
Sure.
And the episode that I am putting out is more of a cultural critique on Taylor.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's kind of like, you only critique things that you love.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I know that her fandom is kind of, because I'm a part of it, you know,
right.
But it's like, this has been my experience with her as a role model and sure. almost like an idol in a way. Yeah. And so kind of a cultural critique on that I'm also putting out an adjacent writing piece too. So I'm really excited.
Okay. Now, when you say adjacent writing piece, and, you know, please let the fans know, is there a, you know, a blog or a website that we could follow, not just for the podcast, but for any of your blogs as well?
Yeah. So it's Jenny, J-E-N-N-I, Johnson.com/blog. And I write on there. I also write for a couple of different publications, freelance. It's kind of my favorite thing to do is to write. So traveling and writing and talking about things that I think matter. It's more or less of a grappling diary. Like I said, I kind of all just want us to feel less alone. So it's like the more that I can be myself and like say what I want to say, yeah. I hope everyone else can too, because why sit in darkness when you can like, when we have the internet to talk to other people, you know?
Yeah. Agreed. Now for, this was a couple of questions we got from fans, you know, obviously year one right now, 27 episodes in, as I mentioned, you sound very natural on the mic. I guess kind of two part question. Is there any kind of like, do you have a routine like before you get into the podcast? And then I guess, you know, kind of going on that, any tips you can give for people starting off as far as, you know, kind of like maybe some growing pains that you learned as you're, you know, building your podcast episode going into, you know, year two next year.
Yeah. Something that I wish I would have learned sooner is you can do things scared. You can do things and not be perfect at them. You yeah. can do things and people will be more receptive if yeah. you are honest and just like, just try. Like you're just shooting darts. So I thought going in that I was like, I have to have sponsorships and I have to have a, you know, a professional audio engineer mm-hmm. and I need to have all of these affiliate links and a this. And I realized that I was so focused on the logistics of things that it was like, I'm making this podcast because I love it and because I like to create and because other people want to interact and listen and learn just like I do. Why am I so worked up about being perfect?
Right.
So I wish that I would have learned that sooner, because what's the point of being a creative if you don't create and have fun? You know, like yeah. Stop taking yourself so seriously is probably what I would say.
So, you know, in terms of fandoms, again, we were talking through emails. You just went out to see the new George Clooney movie, correct? So tell us a little bit about it. We're big fans of rom-coms here. We did an episode with Saba and Nicole and can't wait to do another one. We'll have to invite you back for that one as well, because we've been wanting to do a part two. But, you know, tell us a little bit about the movie and just some other things that just, you know, spark your interest in terms of just pop culture, music, entertainment, of course, Taylor Swift, but, you know, other areas like that.
Yes. George Clooney. We could just only talk about him for the rest of the episode. I did. I went, and like I said, I used to love going to the movies by myself. I studied movies. So that's what my degree is. And I started out as a screenwriter and director.
Wow.
You know, for, I guess, the first 18 years of my life, I was an actor.
Yeah.
And then whenever I got to college, I moved more into the writing and directing space. So mm-hmm. I have such a deep passion for movies and entertainment. And I used to spend so much more time like on my Letterboxd and like going to see movies by myself and discussing with like my, you know, film school friends. But, you know, as life goes on and the way that the entertainment industry has moved, it's my space is a little bit more like in conversation and the more Bailik and internet. But I will say this, the movie with George Clooney and Julia Roberts that just came out, Lost in Paradise, I went and saw it with my mom and I had the realization that, you know, coming from academia, like, you know, the cinema universe where everyone takes everything so seriously and you overanalyze everything. And, you know, did this person do this and what awards did it get? I realized I was like, oh my gosh, I love movies. And like, why did I start loving movies? Because movies are entertaining and they take you out of your life. Yep. And I went and saw this like the, and I don't even want to call it cheesy or guilty pleasure because it shouldn't be guilty. Like if you enjoy something, if you enjoy Yu-Gi-Oh movies, like freaking go off, my guy, like you love that. Or like if you, if you love really cheesy Christmas movies, or like if you do really love like everything that comes out like with Sundance, like that's awesome too. But I saw Lost in Paradise and it was the easiest to digest, so fun to look at, laughed with my mom, didn't take anything overly serious, and I loved it. And I realized like this is the first time in my life that I'm allowed to say I love it and I actually mean it. So super, super fun, super, super chill. And that's my honest review of it.
I love it. Hey, that's what we want is honest reviews. If you were to rate it, like, because we like to do a gold coin system here, you know, 1 to 5 gold coins. What would be your like gold coin rating of this film?
I'm going to go with a 3 because I think they knew exactly what they were doing and they executed what they wanted to do. Doesn't mean it was good though. Cause it's like, if you're, like if you are going to make like a donut, the donut's not going to have any nutrition, but it can still be a really good donut.
I love that analogy. So are you, I mean, besides George Clooney and rom-coms, you know, what other just films and shows are you into?
Oh my gosh. So like, I realized this today that I haven't rewatched my favorite series in a while. And I think it's time. Do you ever realize that? You're like, I've been looking for something else to watch. Why don't I just go back to what I like? But I adore Schitt's Creek. I think that Dan Levy is the smartest man to ever write for television. Also just like wildly talented. Comedic timing is impeccable. I think that show is so tight and smart. So I love that show. It's one of those shows that you can watch and it's like, oh, this isn't like an easy not watching. It's like, I'm going to watch this and genuinely laugh at that joke, even though I've heard it 4 times because it's such a good joke. Yeah. And so that's probably my favorite television show.
Now with the holidays here, you know, right now we're talking the day before Thanksgiving. This should air in about the next week or so. So I just want to lump it up into holidays in general. In terms of food, I've been wanting to start asking this question here. What is one dish that you can just not go without? And what is one dish that you could just, if it never hit the table again, you would be totally okay with?
Oh, 100%. This is my favorite question ever. I love talking about food. I would say my number one dish, I don't know if this is a traditional thing or not. You can let me know. My grandmother. Yeah. My grandmother has always made macaroni and cheese. And like, it's like, that's the one thing that all the grandkids like gravitate toward. It's like, my nan's mac and cheese, obviously. But is that that's not tradition. Is it traditional for Thanksgiving?
It depends where like you live at in the country, because I was born in Puerto Rico. I grew up in upstate New York. I lived in Michigan for 2 years and I've been down here in the South for a few. It's definitely huge here in the South. So, but, you know, we're very untraditional as a family. You know, to us, it's like, look, we can bring in ramen noodles for Thanksgiving. I don't give a damn. I'm going to eat it. So, it doesn't matter to
me. Like, what's a Puerto Rico Thanksgiving table like? What's that spread?
It's very similar. So, you know, turkey, but then a lot of our Spanish food's incorporated into it. We use a lot of bananas and plantains in our food. And we have what's called empanadillas, which I guess the best way, I mean, a lot of people call them empanadas. But, you know, Puerto Rico, we call them empanadillas, which is a huge dish. And we have these little things that are very similar to, I know you're in Texas now. So, you know, hush puppies, like a little fried.
Yeah.
Dough. So we have something similar called surillos that are just outstanding. And then we have mofongo and of course, rice and beans is like the staple of any Puerto Rican dinner dish. It doesn't matter what time of year. What dish can you, like, if you ever never, ever came across your way again during the holiday season, you would be completely fine with?
Turkey.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just not much of a, I think it's dry. Yeah. I'm not going to pick a turkey sandwich ever. I'm not going to pick a turkey leg. Like, that's not the white meat that I want. Uh-huh. I don't, in fact, I really don't like any white food, to be quite honest. Like, uh-huh. I want the spices, the sauces, the vegetables. Yeah. It's too plain for me. Sure. I would rather have a roasted chicken, which my dad was so like not about this year. I was like, can I maybe like try like a French roasted chicken? And he was like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah.
No, that, I mean, hey, that's, I've not heard that one before, but to each his own.
Unpopular opinion. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. But I mean, that's what makes you, you though, the honesty, you know, you gotta be honest and there's nothing wrong with that at all whatsoever. Cause to me, mine that I could do without, to be quite honest with you, is like the number two up there with turkey, as far as the meat portion of it. I'm fine without the ham. I'm good.
Yeah. Totally. Why not? Good. Like, if you're not going to eat it, it's like those, like, meat. I was just talking to a lady at the grocery store. She's doing her like vegetables. And I was like, that's so much less work than the meat. I would rather be, and I totally am, the vegetable sous chef girl. Because like the meat's going to take forever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not into that. No way. Yeah.
I've just never been I'll eat it if it's there. I try to be polite, but it's one of those things to where if a family member doesn't bring the ham, I'm not upset at all.
Yeah.
By any means.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to me, my favorite part of Thanksgiving, to be honest with you, is the stuffing. Love it.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%. More flavors. I think that the sides are better. Like, I'm in charge of the green beans this year, which green beans are like probably one of my favorite foods. So I'm just like, go all in with the sides. I'm a sides. I'm a sauce girl. That's who I am. You know,
for our fans out there that are want to get familiar with you, your podcast, your blog, everything, you know, go ahead and take this time to promote yourself and all that you're doing for the world to see. And we will be more than happy to spread that love.
Oh yeah, the shameless self promotion. Well, hey, you can
We all do it.
I know. It's a hard thing, especially for us women, because you're just like, am I allowed to like brag on myself? And then it's like, wait, yes, Boss B, you are.
Yes, queen.
I can be found on Instagram, Jenny with an I, J-E-N-N-I Johnson. And then on TikTok, it's the Jenny Johnson. And then my blog is www.thejennyjohnson.com/blog. I can also probably be found at your local grocery store, no matter where you are in the world. I'll probably be there. So if you want to hang out, find me on the like supplements aisle, find me in the dairy section. We'll hang out.
Love it. Love it. We will definitely be bringing you back soon. We're going to start doing some more episodes, kind of a little bit outside of pop culture, but we always try to bring in that factor in there. And, you know, mental health is something that's very important to us here at Zero Dark Nerdy. And, you know, just glad that that's, you know, what you're not just solely what your podcast focus on, but between just like designs and intuition and confidence, it's like I said, I'm one of those people where if I don't normally bring up the podcast, that means I just really don't listen to it. So I'm being honest by telling you, like, I genuinely enjoy your podcast and it's just great. Like, it's such, and I mean this in a good way, like it's a very easy listen. Because I'm just like, from the moment you start, like, I'm engaged and I'm just like, okay, let's do this. And it's, for me, I'm very rare because I honestly don't listen to my, like, once I get done editing my own podcast, that's the last time I ever listen to it. Like, that's
you're like, I do not need any self-perception.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. So, you know, yours is definitely one I enjoy and I'm looking forward to the upcoming episodes during the holiday season. So, be sure to hang out with us for just a few more seconds. Be sure to check out popculturepodcast.com, which is our website, courtesy of our good friends over at Zibster. That is Z-I-B-S-T-E-R. Be sure to check them out for some amazing websites at some incredible prices, and they can take care of your SEO needs. As always, the Believe Podcast Network, betonline.ag, and our good friends over at rabbitcomics.com. Be sure to check us out on all social media avenues, and we'll see you next week. Avenue. Walk on through Electric Avenue.
3. And anger management?
Fuck anger management.